Hey, Fred, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thanks for asking. Did you have a good weekend?
We did.
Good. It was really good. Lots of family and friends time, lots of relaxing. It goes by entirely too fast.
They always do.
Well, I was just calling to follow up with you and see if you guys had an opportunity to review the email and discuss the information we spoke about on Friday.
So, yeah, we read over it. And so how long is the promotional period?
You mean the price point? Like, how long does the price point stay there?
Yes.
Forever. It'll never go up or change. It's never going to increase on you. We lock you in at that price point.
That's it. Was it 200?
At the $299, yeah. Let me see. Let me double check my digits here. Oh, no, $249. I apologize. I have you at the $249 with the one-time setup fee of $99. The $249 is the very lowest, and it'll stay there. So it's never going to go up to the $599. You'll never see that at all.
Okay, that's the question we had and how soon before it went up to the $599.
Never.
Yeah. You know, everything is, sounds fantastic. What's making it tough on me is I'm still in the starting stages of getting this thing going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, like, I'm still waiting on my license to come in, so I don't know that I'm fully ready for this yet.
Well, again, it's not like it's done overnight. So while you're waiting for that license to come in, then we can begin the programming and get everything moving forward. Now, if I'm hearing you correctly, because you're still in the infancy stage and getting everything moving forward, it's kind of the price point that's holding you back a little bit?
I guess the price is a factor, but it's not like the whole reason. It's just, like I said, mm-hmm. It's not a right in the starting basis of everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this isn't something that's done overnight. It does take a little bit of time in order for everything to get up and running. And then once it's up and running, it takes time for it to gain traction. It's not like we flip a switch and you're inundated. Pardon me. You're not inundated with work and calls that are coming in. It provides it at a steady flow. So that way you're able to schedule the work out accordingly and finish getting things up and going. You know, what I was thinking was I was going to see if they would allow me to apply a friends and family discount, which would actually be the it would help with the setup fee of the $99. It would cut it in half, so it's just $50. So that way, if you're able to move forward, instead of it being the $348, it would just be the $299 and then $249 month to month after that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everything sounds great. How many keywords or what keywords are we using for this?
Well, you get to choose the keywords and the services that you guys want to come up for. So, I mean, obviously, SharePoint is a general construction, right? But you probably have specialties with particular things that you guys want to showcase, correct?
Yes.
Right. So we're able to showcase those things. What is the main gig that SharePoint is offering?
Well, we do GC, but I mean, I want to push on, you know, like decks and additions and
okay. Right. So we could definitely put a heavy emphasis there. So you get about 15 keyword search term phrases and then all the derivatives of that. So if we're looking at like decks, that's going to be deck, you know, refinishing deck, refurbishing deck, building, custom deck building. All of that is one. So it's not like each individual is sucking up the keywords. It's giving you basically 15 different areas that you're able to showcase and all the derivatives of. So best, remodeling company near me, but, you know, affordable additions, things like that, in order to ensure that we're scooping up that entire book of business. Now, with the Facebook platform, we actually can program in for a lot more keywords. Because Google does have it limited. They want to keep it, you know, specialties down for particular businesses. So they have to limit it at some point. But with Facebook, we have even more opportunity, and it covers a wider range of things.
Okay. Yeah, I think everything sounds fantastic. I mean, it seems like a really good price, and kind of where I was going with the voice search thing. I think that's the new way in the world today, anyway.
Right.
Google's huge, so I think it'll be very beneficial.
Right.
So, what's our next step?
So the next step, Fred, is just to gather a little bit, pardon me, a little bit of information from you. What is your last name?
Quigley, Quigley.
Okay. And then the phone number for the clients to call is the one we're speaking on, the 609-713-3276?
Yes.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to send a couple of text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line, and then that's going to be the 877 number that you guys are going to want to lock in, meaning anytime you call into Local Splash, you want to make a change or adjustment, or you would like to speak with me, you're going to call the 877 number, and then you'll press 224 to get me specifically, or it is voice activated, so you can say, you know, website development or keyword change or client support, whatever the case is. And then the second thing is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial coming through for you guys to review, when obviously not when you're driving, but this is going to take you through the tracking and reporting system and how to navigate it and use it to your advantages. Okay. Now, I have a business address with a home office at 5541 US 9 in Tuckerton, New Jersey, 08087. Is that correct?
Instead of the US 9, can you make that Route 9?
Yes. If it allows. So the thing about putting the, let me see, it goes to US 9. The thing about putting it into the system, because we're a Google partner, is it automatically routes to what it actually is with the postal code.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so it gives us, that way it eliminates any issues or problems, because we used to send snail mail to get the code from phone. PIN code verification. Forgive me. I'm just starting on my first cup of coffee. I know it's 10:30 there, but it's only 7:30 here. Oh, man. Now, I want to make sure that I have the Mrs. down as well as an authorized user on the account. So what is her first and last name?
First name is Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Same last name.
Okay, cool.
So now I'm going to have an office manager too. Can I have her added to this later to be a user?
Absolutely. What is Linda's phone number?
609
mm-hmm.
489
mm-hmm.
3205.
Okay. So what's going to happen is once you have your office manager and they're going to take it over and be an authorized user, either you or Linda will call in. You guys have to be the ones to call in and give them the authorization. And it'll be the same thing. You'll say, I'm going to put, you know, Mary Smith on as an authorized user, and this is her phone number, because that way when she calls into the system, she's probably not calling from your phone. You know, the phone that we have down as a business line, she's probably going to call from her own phone. So we want to make sure we have her number in so the system recognizes it, okay?
Yep.
All right. And then let me see here. Okay, what are the hours of operation? When do you guys actually want the phone calls?
I would say from 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Anything on the weekends, or do you want to do like Saturday or Sunday by appointment only?
I'd really rather not do anything on the weekends at all.
Got it? I love that. Okay. And then here in the notes, I have, Okay, your service radius. How far out do you guys want to service in miles approximately? Now, you're going to have a client onboarding call with the technician where they're going to get a little more in-depth as far as counties or cities or actual areas. But for now, to give them a base, approximately how many miles around are you guys servicing?
Probably about 30 to 40.
Got it. Now, you have up to 50 to play with, and we can be very specific with zip code and, you know, if you really want to hone in particular areas or you want to avoid certain areas as well, okay?
Right. Yep.
Now, do you have a domain for Shore Points Construction South LLC yet?
No.
Okay, we're going to get one for you. No worries. What forms of payment are you folks accepting? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah, I'm actually working on most of that. So we're accepting cash, check, Zelle. PayPal is we set up through our Joist system.
Okay. If you do PayPal, that will allow you to take all major credit cards. You don't have to set up like a Swipe or Square or anything separately, okay?
Yep.
And then with the PayPal, we can actually integrate it into the website for you. So that way you can take money straight off the site. It doesn't filter through Local Splash. It goes directly to whichever entity you have. So if you have your Zelle QR code and you give that to us, we implement that onto the website. And then we also implement the PayPal with all the major credit cards. So you can have folks go directly onto the website, pay you, and then that money's going to go straight to wherever you have it coming from. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a logo for Shore Points Construction South LLC, or do you need one?
No, we have a logo.
Okay. And I know you have plenty of photos. Okay. Is there a Facebook page yet for this location?
There is.
There is. Perfect. Let me go ahead and grab it. Okay. Oh, I found it. Perfect. With the logo. Oh, I like that logo. That's pretty. Okay.
That was my wife's design.
I love it. She did well. You're lucky. You have a good wife there helping you out.
I'm an amazing wife.
See? Smart man.
right next.
Well, he has to say it anyways because you are sitting right next to him. That's what I'm saying. You're fantastic, but you're fantastic because you're sitting next to him, too. You know what I mean? Like, you're there doing the work with him. You're going with him. You know, that's beautiful. Okay, so you are licensed and insured. You're just waiting for the license to come from the state?
Correct.
And then you have the LLC as well, correct?
Yes.
So you have a general contractor's license coming?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the reason that I ask is you're going to get a list of items. It's going to come over via email, and it's going to say, hey, this is a list of stuff that we can use. It's more professional than how I'm saying it, but this is a list of things that we can use in order to verify you with Google. You're waiting on the contractor's license. We submit that when we say, hey, he has the LLC, he has the insurance. It'll also ask for things like photographs of the tools, equipment, perhaps the vehicle, things like that. As long as you have those, the other things, like the more important documents, the license, the insurance, you're just waiting for the state to send you the license, you have the LLC, then you don't have to worry yourself with taking the list of smaller items, which is like photographs of the vehicle, photographs of the tools and equipment, photograph of the business card. Those are secondary items that we use for companies who don't have them, but they still need verification. Okay.
I have the letter of formation. I have the EIN number. I have all that stuff already.
Yep.
There, so.
I figured you did. You seem on top of it. Now, I know you said that you're doing general contracting company, but you want to have a heavy focus on decks, and then I heard you mention additions and then remodels, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with the remodels, are you looking for a full home renovation, or are you looking for kitchens and baths?
I can do full home, so that's fine.
Okay. What else?
So we do, I mean, I don't want to advertise doing flooring. Well, I guess I can. I just got to get my state tax license to do that, because that's not considered remodeling as capital gains. But yeah, just that. That'd be good
okay.
for now. I can only kind of change this rail a little bit as we maneuver.
Yes. Absolutely. And we're going to run these services through the database with Google, and we'll present you with top recommended keywords based on what it is that you're offering. Okay?
Okay.
So you're not expected to come up with the keywords yourself either. That's what you're paying us for. So we just like to make sure that we have an idea of everything. That way we have something to work with when we do client onboarding. So that's the next thing to schedule, is the client onboarding call. Now, we have a couple of options. I don't know how much time you have now. I can ask for a live transfer after we take the billing information, and the call takes about 20, 30 minutes, or I can schedule you out.
Schedule. I got about 54 minutes left to drive, and then I got to unload a bunch of stuff, so.
Got it. Okay. All right, so. Okay. Got it. So scheduling it out looks like I have available appointment times. This is all Eastern time. I have between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3. I have something available between 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7.
When is this? What date?
Today. Or we can do tomorrow.
Today. Let's do tomorrow.
Okay. We have all those appointment times available, as well as the early morning one that you and I are on now, the 10 and 11. So you let me know which one is best for you guys.
Okay, tomorrow, same time, spot.
Got it. Beautiful. You're going to see the invitation come across. It's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name along with the phone number. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, y'all are going to get a text and an email reminder that's going to say, hey, client onboarding's coming. If for any reason you're unable to keep the call, please text or email back in so that we can reschedule you immediately.
Okay.
The other thing is that call is going to come from our 877 phone number. So I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent with what we call here a warm handoff. We want to make sure that everything has a white glove service, so I will be calling to introduce as long as I'm not on the phone like I am with you right now. The last bit that we have is I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. I do need to go ahead and secure the listing. So for the card you're putting on file, is it your first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there?
So it's just my first and last name, but so it's Frederick Quigley. I don't know if you have that.
Oh, okay, give me just a, yeah. I'm gonna have to fix that. Give me 1 second. I'm on a different screen here. Okay. And Frederick is Frederick.
Got it.
Two E's. Frederick.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. And let me see. Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
4741-6540-0534-9386.
Expiration month and year?
728.
Three-digit code on the back?
140.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is updating the profile, assigning the package, and then I need to set a security question for the account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Which is?
Summers Point.
Okay.
S-O-N-E-R-S.
Perfect. Now, we set that security question to protect your proprietary information. Miss Linda, when you call in, they're going to ask you what is the security question. Once you've set up your office gal, same thing. They're going to ask her for the security question. So that way we know that we're dealing with the right person, and anytime we're calling to make update or change for you, it's the same thing. We're going to call. We're going to make sure that you have the security question as well. Okay? All right, I'm processing the payment for the $299, and I'm going to read the voice verification now. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. And it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Shore Points Construction South, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Frederick Quigley, owner.
Frederick, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account? Anybody who can make change or adjustment?
Yes.
And their name and status within the company?
Linda Quigley.
Okay. And is she co-owner?
She's not really labeled as co-owner.
Okay.
She is a contact, I guess.
Okay. Awesome. So, do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is August 5th, 2024, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the fifth day of every month in the flat rate of just $249. Again, a true flat rate. No hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last order of business is that there has been a text message sent over. I don't know if, Linda, do you have the phone?
I can look at it, yeah.
Okay, so the text that you're looking for, it's going to say, Frederick, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yes.
It's, okay, click that link, the https://my.localsplash.com/terms with the phone number. It's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So that's literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you guys there in writing. Now, you will see an asterisk by certain things. That's going to be like Google Guarantee, Facebook Ads. It will be with Google Workspace. It will be next to Google Ads. So those are things that can be added to your program at the time of your choosing. Your current program has the, when you scroll down to the bottom, you can see it has the local SEO. It has the custom My Site Design, which is the website. It also has the Facebook ads. So those are all inclusive of all the details that I've already explained to you guys completely. And then if you could just click the two boxes certifying that he made the purchase today, that he is also will receive SMS text message from us here at Local Splash, and then type in the first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay. It should have taken you to a screen that asks for username and password.
Yeah.
The username is going to be the phone number for the company. No dashes, periods, dots, or parentheses. And then the password for the company is, and this has all been sent over to you guys text messages while you're not expected to remember everything, but it's all lowercase, Linda, and it's S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Mountain, Yahoo, Y-A-H-O-O, all lowercase, all one word. Did it go?
Can you say that again?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's S-E-M Yahoo, like yahoo.com. So it's like S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Mountain, Y-A-H-O-O.
Okay.
And then it should say, you know, like, this is your dashboard. We're still working on everything. Check back in a few days.
Yep.
Perfect. That's the tracking and reporting system from with which you guys will be able to track the results, upload new photos, change content, run promotions. It's very interactive with the client. Obviously, at this very moment, we don't have anything in there because we've just started your account. But this is how you guys are going to get in and out and be able to track everything, okay? All right. So as of right now, the next and most important thing is going to be that phone call coming tomorrow morning between 10 and 11 a.m. We may call right at 10. It may be 10:02 or 10:11, 10:12. We will call from the 877 phone number to introduce you to your onboarding agent and go ahead and get everything moving forward, okay?
Yep.
All right. So
I got a question.
Yeah.
So for tomorrow's meeting, should I have already narrowed down like my zip codes of areas that I want to really press in?
If you can, that would be great, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you don't have time, it's okay because you can always make the change or adjustment.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you guys have any other questions, you can call, you can text, you can ask for me specifically. I'm definitely here to help you. I'm really excited for what this means for the company, and I think this is going to put you off in the great direction.
Oh, I think everything sounds fantastic. I'm getting excited about it, too. So.
Good. I'm glad for that. All right. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and welcome to the Local Splash family.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Talk to you guys later.
Have a great day.
Bye.